Hey, let's tell you who these fine looking young boys are. Along with the other one. We have, aren't we all brothers in this world? This young fella on the guitar is originally from the Dallas, Texas area. Hold your applause, please, for Texas. That was a, was that a blue state or a red state? Not his fault. Not his juncture. But, fine player and singer, and if you noticed, he's using an invention that's actually his own invention, where you hook that cable up there to the feather boa that hooks to the headstock, and it actually bends the second string. Whoa, easy. Blooper. Yeah, you hook that up to the headstock on the guitar, and it raises the second string on his guitar full tone. And as it says on his shirt, it's called the Brad Bender, which is really fortunate because that's his name. This is Mr. Brad Davis, friend. Back here on the drums, originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'll try to make it up there, Miss Fields already heard. But because he is so versatile, it really allows us to experiment with a lot of different types of music, and we love playing with him. Every night we get to do it. So this is from Albuquerque, Mr. Chris Brown. The man that knows when to put in the right notes and when to leave the space, and what more could you ask for except for a great singer as well. You've seen him play the upright bass. Well, actually, that, you know what the dog house looks like. That's actually the pup house bass that we play. Okay, Byron plays it. But still, actually some call it Edgar Meyer's bass after taxes. But he also equally adept on the five-string electric bass, and we'll ask him to play some fretless bass for you here in a little bit. We're both from the same hometown, Bowling Green, Kentucky. known each other since we was kids, and I'm very happy still get to play with Mr. Byron House.
Solo.
I really wish we had time for that one. But you gotta think somewhere in the world tonight AC/DC might be playing. And
so what?
Stop it, Dad. You're embarrassing me.
I happen to like the radio.
But, well, I'm saying if AC/DC might be playing tonight, they're probably not doing any of our licks for fun. They might be doing eight more months to Louisville right now, you never know.